In association with For Whom the Cowbell Tolls.com, Mississippi State's SB Nation site, this is For Whom the Podcast Tolls. And now, Daniel Black and Ethan Lee.
Hey there, folks, and welcome to another episode of...
This is a much better start than the last time.
Oh, wow. Hey there, folks, and welcome to another episode of For Whom the Podcast Tolls here on February 18th, 2016. This is the official podcast of For Whom the Cowboy Tolls.com, Mississippi State's SB Nation site. I'm Neil Black, writer for From Whom the Cowboy Tolls, and joining me as fellow From the Cowboy Tolls writer, Ethan Lee. Hello, Ethan.
How's it going?
I'm just fine. Thanks for saying what you said.
Yeah, the countdown.
That's beautiful. Oh, that was fantastic.
It was fun.
Yeah, anyways, today on the show... Wow. We beat Vanderbilt.
And very... Yeah, we led for, what, 14 seconds of the game?
And
at the beginning of the game and didn't lead till the, well... End of the game?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We'll get into that. But we beat Vanderbilt 75-74. We'll get into that. Ethan, this is the last show we're going to have without baseball.
That's true. Yes. Baseball starts Friday.
Yes.
It's exciting stuff. Tomorrow, as the listeners listen.
I won't be able to speak because you're interrupting me.
I was talking and you tried to interrupt me. Let's think of it that way.
Four games, two against Florida Atlantic and two against South Dakota State. We'll talk about that. Women's basketball will play Kentucky. That happens, and softball happens.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's fun. Let's get...
Men's basketball happens, but we're not going to talk about that beyond the recap.
Yeah, let's get into the fun stuff.
The fun stuff.
Ha! Ha ha! Woo! Hey-hoo!
Who would you say the MVP for that game was?
Ethan. Why are you asking me that question? How about the person that scored 24 points? 4 rebounds isn't fantastic, but eh.
No. Well, 3 of his points were truly important.
Yeah. Hey, Ethan! Can you please tell us, what 3 points are you talking about, Ethan?
The number one on SportsCenter's top 10, the best shot that Mississippi State has made in a while.
Yeah.
The buzzer beater 3.
Woo-hoo!
That Wendari Weatherspoon hit to win the game.
All right.
That 3. That's the 3 points that I'm talking about.
Hey, Ethan, the last time, fun fact, the last time Mississippi State made a buzzer-beater shot to beat a team was when Brian Bryant did it against South Carolina in 2012. Ethan, do you remember Brian Bryant?
No, I do not.
Exactly.
I try not to remember 2012.
Yeah.
Not a great sports year.
No.
For Mississippi State as a whole, it just was not good.
I mean, we won the SEC.
We believe.
We won the SEC.
Yeah.
Except the thing is, timeout. That season? That season was the 2011-2012 athletic year, academic year. So that would have been the 2011 football season.
Oh, well, still not a great year.
No, but we won the SEC baseball tournament that year.
That's true.
Yeah. That's like it. We won the Egg Bowl. Tear slowly falls down my cheek.
Oh.
Oh,
no.
Anyways. No. This makes me happy to talk about this. I will say this right now. You didn't watch the game.
I was busy doing college
stuff. Yeah, shut up. College stuff is dumb. You didn't watch the game.
It's necessary.
I watched some of it. Not all of it, some of it.
I watched that final shot about 20 times in a row.
I probably watched it more times than you did.
Oh, okay.
Ooh, yeah. I challenge you to a duel.
I'm gonna pull the game up online after the show is done, and I'm gonna watch it.
Sure, okay. But
Yeah.
anyways, I will say this. This is in
I'll
my
say
top.
this.
I've mentioned this to you before. This is in my top five favorite Mississippi State basketball games ever. I have
Yeah, you hate Vanderbilt,
I don't
and
like
it's an
Vanderbilt.
amazing win.
I have a very secret hatred, a secret hatred for the univers for Vanderbilt University. I don't
Well,
like
now
it.
our listeners know if they didn't
Well,
before. I think some may have known.
yeah, I don't like Vanderbilt. Their fans are obnoxious. They're the smart people of the SEC. They just annoy me. Vanderbilt annoys me.
Yeah, they're kind of pompous.
And really, I've hate. I'm Ethan reminded me, or not? He didn't invite. He sort of accidentally reminded me of when Shane Foster hit that buzzer beater three against us back in 2008, and that
I
reminded me of
don't.
my.
I didn't remind you of that.
You
You reminded yourself of
you
that.
accidentally reminded me because
Okay,
you
that's.
asked me, "Hey, what's the series history for these two
Okay.
teams?" And I looked it up, and there it
I wanted to
was.
know the record, and you never told me the record
Yeah, because I
anyway.
couldn't find it, and then there was this ESPN article from 2008 featuring hell. He made 42 points. But anyways, I forgot about that memory, and I'm happy I did, and now I'm sad. But anyways, let me look at that score again. 75-74, all right. But this. I had a conversation with a teacher on Twitter, a teacher of mine from 7th grade, who's an Auburn fan but a Vanderbilt alum, so he
Yeah.
roots for both schools. And
Bandwagon.
no. Okay, anyways. And I didn't know. I sort of when we were down by 15 with about 15 minutes left in the game, I sort of just forgot. I just didn't really care about the game anymore. I paid attention to it, and then up to that point, and then I didn't care anymore. And then I go upstairs where my phone was charging, and I see this tweet from him. It says, "You know, you're hanging around," and that's when I decided to watch the game. We were down 4 with 3 minutes left, but I mentioned that because I had a conversation with him, and I pretty much told him, "Hey, you know, this is a team, Mississippi State team, that has gotten in so many of these situations where we get so close, we come back. You know, we were down 17 in this game with 10 minutes left. 17 with 10
Yeah.
minutes left. I don't know. I would have left. I wouldn't have been in the arena at that point. I don't know how anyone would have had, excuse me, a glimmer of hope at that point. But we were down by 17 with 10 minutes left, and I kept mentioning to him, you know, the state team always falls behind then comes back but can't finish. Our three SEC games, our three SEC wins, we didn't have to come back and finish. We sort of just had that game in hand towards the latter part of the game.
Yeah.
Those games in hand. And here, I was expecting, you know, we're gonna get close and we're gonna screw something up.
Yeah.
I, in
Kind of,
fact, I
normal
tweeted,
for this team.
yeah, in fact, I tweeted that, and it's no longer on my Twitter account, by the way.
You delete a lot of tweets.
Yeah, I do, but I'm glad I deleted that one in particular, because I would have been chastised. But we finally finished a game, is what I'm trying to say. Finally!
Yeah, finally.
Finally! It's
Finally.
like the heavens. It's like the sun is shining down from the sky and the clouds. It's like the parting of the Red Sea. It's like the Berlin Wall coming down. We finally did this. We pulled it off. This is incredible. Oh my God. I want to confess. I'm gonna say this. I'm predicting something. By the time his
Yeah.
Mississippi State career is over, Quindary Weatherspoon will be my favorite Mississippi State basketball bulldog ever. I'm just gonna predict that.
I mean, a lot of people are already, they're getting right up there
It is really,
with that
really,
pitch.
really, really difficult because my favorite basketball bulldog of all time is Jamont Gordon, and it is really difficult to surpass him.
It's not Bailey Howell.
Ethan, no. He may be my dad's, But no, my dad would have been 9 when he was a senior, or 11 when he was a senior, so no. Probably, it may, yeah, it may have been my granddad's back in the day, but I don't, not, my, okay.
It was a joke.
Yeah, I figured.
Continue.
Oh, do you want me to tell you a little fun fact about Bailey Howell? Do you know how he was named?
I mean...
He was born in Collierville, Tennessee, which is about 3 minutes away from where I am right now. And there's a road in Collierville called Bailey Station Road. That's how he was named, after Bailey Station Road. Fun fact, huh?
Huh.
Anyways, but yeah, we finally did that. Quindary Weatherspoon,
yay.
24 points. That last three there. And, and it was beautiful. But anyways, during that last possession, one, we were lucky to be in that situation, knowing that Vanderbilt missed a free throw for us to be in that situation. But when IJ Reddy was dribbling around, I was petrified. Just a little bit of,
You thought he was going to take the shot?
Yeah. I thought he was either going to do that, or he was going to dribble it off his foot, or do something dumb. Just absolutely stupid. And then he gives it up to Malik Newman. And, you know, I wasn't, at the time he shot it, I wasn't against Malik Newman's shooting this shot. But looking back, I don't know why he did. There were 8 seconds left on the clock. It looked, from what I could tell, it was a contested shot. I don't understand why he shot that, but anyways, it didn't even hit the rim. It hit nothing but backboard. Luckily, it hit the backboard so hard that it was able to bounce off of a Vanderbilt player's hand right into the hands of Gavin Ware, then at this point, I'm expecting...
His one offensive rebound of the game. His one.
Yeah. Pretty good, huh? And then I was expecting at that point for Gavin Ware to probably take a couple dribbles and then take... I mean, we were down two in, whatever, basketball terms, and take the shot himself. And then he started looking around, and at this point, I'm like, oh my God. At this point, I couldn't even comprehend what was going on because my mind was in so many places. And then he kicks it out to IJ Reddy. I thought he was going to take the shot. And then IJ, the last second. Yeah, IJ Reddy made the smartest thing he's ever done in his Mississippi State career, and that was give it to another player.
Ouch.
Sorry, IJ. Quindary Weatherspoon wide, could not be more open in the left corner.
Yeah. Was set up perfectly to make that shot. It was beautiful. It was a beautiful shot.
I have never... Because in the last three SEC wins, because really those are the only three wins that have any significance for Mississippi State's team this year.
Yeah.
I was happy, but there wasn't that true sense of is elatement a word?
Elation.
I'm dumb. Elation.
Well,
yes. Yeah, I blanked out there. Elation and joy and excitement. I was sort of said, oh, we won. You know, Ole Miss is as close Ole Miss was kind of close to that, but, you know, it was sort of just, yeah, we won. We beat Ole Miss. Woo.
Well, I mean, it's always a big thing to beat Ole Miss.
Yeah, I think the Ole Miss win was more of a sigh of relief, knowing the series in the past, than pure elation.
I'd say the Ole Miss win put me at an 8, just for, like, excitement levels.
Yeah.
And then... This one was a 10, just after watching that clip of that shot over and over again.
I have never yelled so loud after something Mississippi State basketball did. My mom had to come up to my room and tell me that I'm going to wake the neighbors. Because I was yelling so loud. I've never been more...
Which was bigger, the game-blocking field goal in football against Arkansas, or this shot? For you, which was bigger?
Well, football always... comes over basketball, in my opinion.
Okay.
But one thing that these two games have in common, because these two things happened, they're both in my top five favorite games of their respective sports. Ever.
Okay.
So, nice. Yeah. But other players, Gavin Ware, with another great game, 18 points, 8 for 22, 2 for 4 from the field. Craig Sword.
Rebounds.
Yeah.
He had a double-double.
Yeah, he did have a double-double, 18-13. Craig Sword had 14 points in 22 minutes.
And he was credited by Howland as really igniting the comeback in the press conference.
Which is interesting, so, yeah.
Which because is, he fouled out and...
Yeah. See, I'm not sure exactly when Craig Sword fouled out, because I...
Like 8 minutes left in the game or something like that? Six minutes left in the game?
It says here, 7 minutes and 22 seconds.
Hey, if you split the difference between 8 and 6, you get close to 7:22.
So, yeah, that's in... So, at that point, we were down 8. And then... Yeah. And then that's pretty much... Yeah, that's... Pretty much when
Wondery Weatherspoon and Gavin Ware kind of took over from there, from what I understand.
Yeah.
So.
But yeah, you mentioned before the show Malik Newman had an absolutely pathetic night. 2 for 11 from the field, 0 for 5 from 3, 5 points. And I will say this on Malik Newman, he's coming back.
He has to.
I'm convinced. I'm 100% convinced.
Unless he wants to be an undrafted free agent, I don't. I mean, his shot just isn't working, obviously, and the other aspects of his game seem to be fine as best I can tell, as experienced as I am as a basketball scout, but just shooting is so broken right now. It's so broken. He needs to work on that. I don't know if that's a health issue. It's been reported that he's been injured here and there, but it just feels like he has to come back to really... Which, next year's team, having Malik Newman, Quindary Weatherspoon, IJ Reddy, and then Eric Holman, and then all that new talent coming in, that'll be a pretty exciting team.
Hey, Ethan, I found the all-time series.
Okay.
Vanderbilt leads at 77-48.
Freaking nerds.
But
Freaking basketball nerds.
But Mississippi State has a 33-23 lead in Starkville.
We should just play all those games in Starkville.
I don't think that's possible.
Well, any other notes on this game besides it was just phenomenal?
3-point
shooting wasn't bad for this team despite, you know, Malik Newman going 0 for 5, hitting 41.2% of the shots. Johnny Sapardo was 100% from behind the line.
The only shot he took all game.
Yeah. I mean,
the shot that cut a 21-7 lead to a 21-10 lead.
There you go. I mean, every shot counts. You can't say that it doesn't.
Yeah, in this one it did. Johnny Sapardo is the reason why we won this basketball game, ladies and gentlemen. His one shot to give them to cut their lead to 11 midway through the first half. Yeah.
IJ Reddy played decent.
IJ Reddy gave it up. Thank you, IJ Reddy, for having the assist of the game.
That's pretty good.
Only one of them matters.
Not true, but we'll go with it. So,
yeah,
exciting game.
I will say this, that I was going to make a mention about momentum, and then I sort of thought about that, and I'm thinking, it's hard to say anything involving momentum with this team, because we thought we were going to get some momentum after Arkansas, and then Georgia happened. So, you know, Alabama's coming up this weekend, and I don't know how I don't have much of a great feeling about that.
And then
game.
After that, next Wednesday, it's at A&M. And then after that, it's South Carolina. And then after that, it's at Ole Miss. And then we get a cupcake at the end of the season with Auburn.
Yeah, we're hitting
a... Which you never know which Auburn game.
We're hitting a gauntlet. And really, to tell you the truth, other than Auburn, because at this point I think we're going to win that game, the only game we have a legitimate shot at winning...
Is the game really...
Ethan?
You can't say that it is, because Auburn beat Kentucky.
How long...
Yeah.
Ethan, would you like me to read you the past couple of results that Auburn has had since beating Kentucky?
I actually haven't been keeping up with them, so sure.
Okay.
Oh, have they... Oh, I just pulled it up.
You didn't have to do that.
Ooh, they beat Arkansas.
Woo! Yeah, we did too.
Oh my gosh. This is awful.
Yeah.
I feel fairly confident.
Let's see.
Yeah.
Before their 4-point victory over Arkansas, they lost 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 straight.
By double digits?
Yes, all of which by double digits. So anyways, I think that's
some
probably
of these by like 20.
Yeah, I think we're going to win that one. But other than Auburn, the only game...
Yeah.
Well, no. I'm not going to say nothing is possible.
You think we get another win out of this?
I'm not going to say. I'm not guaranteeing anything, but I think we have a shot against South Carolina.
Yeah. Yeah, South Carolina's become one of those weird teams in the SEC.
I mean, South Carolina just lost to... Missouri.
So yes, South Carolina, they lost to Kentucky as well. It'll be interesting to see what happens with them if they continue to lose against Florida and then Tennessee before we play them. So
Texas Tech is beating Oklahoma at halftime.
Gosh. Basketball is so weird.
Okay, so that's that for basketball. You want to get into baseball now?
Let's do baseball and then move from... Well, do we want to end on baseball? Because it's the biggest thing left.
Okay, so let's talk about women's basketball, I guess.
Let's go women's hoops to softball to basketball.
We play Kentucky. And the Kentucky Wild.
Kentucky's a good team.
Yes, they are generally good in the basketball. In any kind of gender.
They're 17-6 right now.
Yes.
Losses to number 2 South Carolina.
They have some
Florida, Vandy.
I will say that some of their losses seem kind of bad, like their loss against Ole Miss, I think you mentioned they lost to Vanderbilt.
Yep, Florida and Vandy. They also lost to Auburn. I don't know if Auburn's any good.
I don't think so.
Yeah. But SEC basketball, the fever extends over to the women.
Yeah, that's true. But still, I mean, Kentucky has wins over teams like
over
Tennessee. Georgia is...
They beat Duke. They beat number 13 Duke.
Georgia is generally not a... I mean, Georgia is having a down year, but they are generally a big-time women's basketball program.
They beat Arizona State, number 15, at Arizona State in overtime.
There we go.
So... they've got some good wins on their schedule. They've got some bad losses. Not too far off from, I think, where Mississippi State is, honestly.
Yeah. But I'm just... So, we're playing in Starkville today, as you listen, against the Cats of Kentucky. And I'm just going to look at their stats just for fun. Away this year, they are 5-4. 2-4
okay.
in the conference.
That's not good. How packed does Rupp get for these games?
They do not play in Rupp Arena for women's basketball.
Really?
They play in their old arena.
That's sexist.
It's like Alabama, except Alabama's arena for women's basketball. I mean, the thing is, Coleman Coliseum is already bad enough for Alabama men's basketball. Look it up right now, Ethan. Look up Alabama's women's basketball.
I didn't think Coleman Coliseum was that bad.
This is the thing about Coleman Coliseum. Their arena is a rectangle. So there are some seats that don't face the court. They extend past the court, so you have to move your body and proportion it towards the court.
Well, a lot of arenas are actually like that in college basketball. That's not uncommon.
Well, shut up.
I mean, it is a little odd, but it's just not all that uncommon.
Look up their women's basketball gym right now.
Is it bad?
Alabama's. Just look it up.
Women's basketball arena. Oh, it's where they play volleyball. I think. Yeah, it's where they play volleyball. Foster Auditorium.
Yeah, they play basketball in a place called... in an auditorium.
This is really dinky.
It looks... how... that looks like that... how many people do you think that holds? 2,000 people?
At most, yeah. Let's look it up.
I mean, look at the seats. They're not on the court. The seats are elevated over a wall. You know what that looks like? It looks like the old McCarthy Gym.
That's basically what it is.
It's McCarthy Gym, yeah.
Oh, apparently there are plans to renovate it?
Well, that's probably a good thing. I guess basketball courts back then had seats over walls, because that's what McCarthy Gym is.
3,800 is the capacity that I'm seeing.
That's incredible. I can't believe that.
I'm willing to bet they don't even get close to that.
No.
Because jumps.
All right. predictions, I guess.
Let's see. We kind of got off topic there. I wouldn't be surprised if we won this. Kentucky's got a 2-game win streak, but before that they had a three-game skid, and they really weren't doing well in SEC play. So I'm just going to say Mississippi State 71, Kentucky 65.
I believe a year ago, Kentucky and Mississippi State, Kentucky was the team that I think we went to double overtime against.
Yes, they're at Kentucky.
And they made a game, a buzzer beater shot.
Yeah. I remember that.
I think it was in Memorial Coliseum is what they call it.
Let's see how big that is.
I think it holds 10,000 people.
Yeah. Exactly 10,000.
Nicely done on my part. So their old arena held 10,000 people. Like, their old one.
It opened in 1950.
Yeah. That's pretty impressive. A place in 1950 that held 10,000 people.
Well, I mean, the reason they couldn't keep Bear Bryant was because they cared so much about basketball.
Did you hear the story about do you know the story about why he left? Exactly why he left?
It was something about a bonus, and the basketball coach got a car, and he got something else.
Adolph Rupp got a Cadillac with a chauffeur.
Yep.
This was after they both won the SEC. Both of their teams won the SEC. Bear Bryant Adolph Rupp got a Cadillac and a chauffeur. Bear Bryant got a cigarette lighter.
Yep.
And he was gone.
I don't blame him for leaving.
No, me neither.
He went to A&M from there, didn't he?
He went to A&M, yes.
And then bumped over to Bama from there after killing people. Well, I mean...
did he actually kill people? What? I mean, did that actually...
No.
I don't think people died.
I think people... like, a couple of the athletes died in the training camp because of the heat one year.
Are you talking about, like, the Junction thing?
Yeah.
I didn't think they... I thought they just... I didn't know they died.
Oh, well, I thought like one or two died.
I don't know.
I'm looking it up. The Junction Boys.
Yeah, the team that went 1-9.
Yeah, it was not a good team.
Finished last in the Southwest Conference. You were there? Okay.
Yeah.
Yes, yeah, survivors, end quote. End quotes.
The list of survivors varies from 27 to 35, so we don't even know how many people actually went through this.
So when they say survivors, they're just joking.
It's
in quotes for those.
It's a 10-day summer camp.
Yeah, no.
I'm wondering about this summer camp was not as fun as the summer camps I went to as a kid.
Huh.
So no, he didn't kill anybody. That's bummer. Bummer, dude.
Bummer. You want people to die?
No.
Okay.
Well, I mean, everybody has to die eventually.
Okay, my prediction for my prediction of the Mississippi State Kentucky women's basketball game. I'll say Mississippi State 62, Kentucky 57.
Okay.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, about the same margin. I expect it to be higher scoring than you do.
All right, so it's time for the portion of the show where I just sit back and don't do anything. Ethan, it's time for you to talk about softball.
Yeah, I mean, you can still talk if you want to.
Well, what am I going to talk about? I don't know a thing about softball.
You need to get educated about softball, then.
Yeah, it's a ball that's not soft.
No, but you should really be keeping up with this team.
I do keep up with it.
Yeah, to the extent of, reading my pieces occasionally and watching one game.
We're currently 5-0.
I told you this.
No, I already knew it because I watched the last game and I saw, hey, we're 5-0.
Yeah, they're undefeated. They're about to take a trip to the Mardi Gras Invitational down in Mobile. And then after that...
Why is it in New Orleans?
Well, because Mardi Gras originated in Mobile.
Really? In Mobile?
Yeah. Mobile.
In Mobile, Alabama.
I have family down there.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, it's a nice town.
Got a tunnel
that
goes under the ocean.
Under the bay. Under Mobile Bay. It's not the ocean.
The Mobile Bay.
Okay.
B-A-E.
No. So we're going to start things off against South Alabama. Which they were a decent team last year. They beat us last year, actually, if I remember correctly. And they're a pretty good team. I'm not sure. I haven't done as much research into this because I've been busy with tests and stuff. But we've got four games this weekend, one against Southern Miss, one against SIU Edwardsville, and one against Samford. And if I remember correctly, Samford actually beat us last year too. So I don't think it'll be, after the results of last weekend, we're undefeated. The pitching is doing really well without Alexis Silkwood. It's possible we get Silkwood back for this weekend. Even if we don't, I feel confident with the four pitchers we have. I think 3-1 is a very plausible outcome for this weekend. Especially given the results, that were 3-0 against regional teams for last year. These were pretty good regional teams that brought a lot of pieces back from those teams. So against 3-0 against Houston, Tennessee Tech. So I wouldn't be surprised if we come out 3-1 of this Invitational. And then shortly after that, on Monday, we play in Hammond, Louisiana against Southeastern Louisiana, which I'm not sure why we're playing there. I don't know if they're going to be staying in Mobile and then missing classes Monday or whatever, and then going from Mobile over to Southeastern Louisiana. I have no clue. But they're going to play the Southeastern Louisiana. Are they Lions? I think they're Lions. Which, probably be the biggest game that Southeastern Louisiana has ever seen in any sport. Just because I don't think they're false. Which we should realistically come out of these five games 4-1, bringing the season to 9-1 is what I would expect. The one game I am a little concerned about is South Alabama to start the weekend. After that, we should be pretty good. So.
Great. Okay. It's time for baseball.
Baseball.
Is it time for baseball?
Yeah.
All right, Ethan.
I believe so.
Let's pretend that it's the seventh inning. Let's.
I know where you're going with this.
Come on, Ethan, join me. Take me out to the ball game. Take me out to the crowd. Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jacks. I don't care if I ever get back in. It's root for the Bulldogs. If they don't win, it's a shame. And it's 1, 2, 3 strikes, you're out at the old ball game. Woo! Baseball!
Are we going to talk about the eighth innings now?
That'll do it for this episode of For Whom the Podcast Tolls. On Tuesday, we're going to talk about...
Nope, we're talking baseball. We're going to keep talking baseball.
Oh, are we?
Yeah,
well, then you want to leave then? You want to leave if you're going to mention eighth innings again?
Hey, it'll lead to some fun memes for this season and led to some fun ones last year.
No, nothing was fun last year.
13-0. Yay!
I will
Woo-hoo! Undefeated.
I just hung up on Ethan. So yeah, baseball. Here he is. Hi, welcome back.
Did you hang up on me?
Yep, we're still recording.
What? yeah.
We play Florida Atlantic and South Dakota State for the opening weekend of baseball 2016. We were going to have Joel Coleman on the show to preview baseball, but he had to cancel because a friend of his mother died and he went to a visitation. So prayers and condolences to them. Anyways, yeah. We're going to talk about Florida Atlantic and South Dakota State. I was mentioning this to Ethan, that Florida Atlantic actually has a pretty decent football program. They've been to 9 NCAA tournaments in their 21 seasons.
Football program?
Did I say football?
You said football.
I meant baseball. They have actually...
Isn't that where Jeff Collins came from?
Florida. No, FIU.
Okay.
That's the other school.
Freaking too many.
That's the International of Florida. That's the airport.
Tampa or Miami.
That is the airport. Okay. Florida International. But anyways.
We're playing the ocean?
Yeah, we're playing the ocean, not the airport. But anyways, they actually do have a good baseball program. 9 NCAA tournaments in 21 seasons of D1, and they've been to a super regional. Went to the NCAA tournament last year, were ranked as high as number 14 in the country with a 42-19 record, if I'm remembering that correctly. I believe I DM'd it to you because we slide to each other's DMs. Let me make sure I got.
Don't. Well, I mean, we DM each other. Yes, this is like that Netflix and chill thing.
Ethan, you're the one with the dirty mind.
I'm in college, okay?
You have a dirty mind.
No.
Yes, 42-19 is correct. So 42-19 last year, they are. Oh darn it! I had everything written in front of me.
We talked about this, too. They bring back a couple of good starters from last year's team.
Yeah, I'm trying to find where I.
Pretty good. They bring back a couple of good batters too.
Yeah,
they didn't have a lot of power on last year's team, but they did bring back.
Yeah,
some
here it is.
From it.
They're losing pitching wise. They're losing two of their, hitting wise. They're losing two of their top three hitters from last year, all of whom hit over .300. Oh my god, I hate Twitter. I keep losing it.
Do you hate Twitter?
Yes. This is really annoying me. It's genuinely annoying me.
All of them hit over like .330 or something.
Last year they hit these three batters hit at least .320. It's gonna do this again, isn't it? Yep, I'm done.
Do you want me to pull them up?
It keeps... I hate Twitter. But they all hit .320. They're bringing back one of those hitters, their top three hitters from last year, if I can pull everything up. I'm getting genuinely frustrated right now. Here it
that.
is.
Where?
Here it is. They're bringing. They're br also and the hitter they're bringing back is C.J. Chatham, who hit .335 last year with 22 doubles, 3 home runs, and 44 runs batted in.
You sure it's not Chatham?
Chatham, Chatham, whatever, I don't care.
I've heard that name somewhere before, the last name. I don't know about the first name,
And
but.
in addition to last year, they made it to the Gainesville Regional Championship game before losing to Florida by only one
Yeah, that
run.
Florida team was a pretty good
Yeah, they
team last
lost by
year.
only a run, 2-1 in that regional championship. They're bringing back
It wasn't 3-2.
Ethan. Do you want me to hang up on you again?
Talk about the pitching that they're bringing
Yeah,
back.
they're bringing back one of their three guys from last year's weekend rotation. That guy will be that guy.
Christian Dix.
No, that's the no, that's not his name. Brandon Rhodes is the pitcher.
Oh,
He will be
this
starting
was
on
okay.
Friday. Christian Dix.
Oh, it's is the is he the other
Yeah,
batter?
he is
Or
he had 8 home runs last year, which was tied for top, which was tied for first in terms of home runs on the team last year. Hit .268, 7 doubles and 39 RBIs and 8 home runs. And yes, his name is Christian Dix.
Dickie Nutt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Should
Yeah.
Dickie Dix, that would be a fantastic name.
So, long story short, as we kind of talked about it earlier, they may not be as good as they were last year initially, but this is still a good test for this Mississippi State team. Talk about San Diego State. We crap. We made that mistake before the show. You made the mistake before the show. South Dakota State.
Yeah. South Dakota State last year, I think it was 33-22, I think is what it
I
was.
think that's what you said earlier.
Yeah, 33-22 last year. They have a pretty decent baseball program themselves. Been to some NCAA tournaments, went to the 1984 College World Series, under head coach Mark Eklund, but he is no longer their head coach. I don't know who their head coach is now. You.
Is it Mount Rushmore?
That's my favorite Photoshop I've ever made.
See, I like the Boca Raton people.
The elderly people in Boca Raton.
Yeah. Scott Nagy.
That's their head coach?
That's basketball. Why did he come up with basketball?
Th
Ask
their
for
head coach
baseball,
is. I
Jerks.
think it's. Here it is. Dave Schrage.
Also an interesting
Yeah,
name.
and he was the former baseball coach at nor before going to South Dakota State at Northern Iowa, Evansville, or sorry, Northern Iowa, Northern Illinois, Evansville, and for 4 years Notre Dame. And now
Yeah.
he's at South Dakota State. They made it to the NCAA tournament in 2013, as well, or in 2013.
That was a fun year.
That was a fun year, wasn't it? Yeah, well, it was a fun year.
This is apparently their 70th season.
Ooh, that's
That's
exciting.
what I'm reading.
Yeah, that's
They
fantastic.
have a master plan 2025. What's the 2025 master plan? You keep talking, I'm looking this up.
But in 2013 was their first NCAA tournament since 1995. So they've been under some hard times in the last 20 so years, I guess. But this is obviously a program that's on the rise once again. Made it to the NCAA tournament just 3 years ago. Had a 33-22 record last year. So this is obviously a program that is building itself back up. And from as far as we can tell, these are not going to be cupcake opponents for Mississippi State in their opening weekend.
Yeah, the schedule seems a little bit more rigorous than what we have seen in years past, which, that's one, it's a good thing from the aspect of RPI and getting into the postseason, and you need these quality wins, but they're not going to be easy wins. And the 2025 master plan is they're modernizing and improving the football stadium.
Why do you care about
And
that?
I don't. I like architecture. It's
why cool. Are they scheduling this for 9 years down the road?
Well, I mean, it takes a while to build everything.
Well, okay.
And they're
well,
doing
care.
It across the board.
I don't
board
care about time. South Dakota State football.
Other potential new facilities include an indoor and outdoor golf practice facility for the men's.
That's great. I don't care about South Dakota State sports.
Multi-field competition.
Ethan, I don't care. Ethan,
they're the Jackrabbits. Their mascot
his name
is
Jack.
Yeah.
My Photoshop of John Cohen yelling. Yeah, behind the Jack. But yeah, I don't care about that. But anyways, I believe that it has not been officially announced, but it's pretty much been announced that Mississippi State's rotation will be Dakota Hudson on Friday, and Austin Sexton and Daniel Brown for the doubleheader on Saturday, which leaves the Sunday spot pretty much wide open.
I wouldn't be surprised if Zach Houston won it.
Zach Houston, maybe a more experienced guy like Vance Tatum could possibly make it, but I think they mentioned this on the B&B show that we could save Vance Tatum for the Memphis game on Tuesday, because Mississippi State, and it's kind of depressing saying this, but we've had trouble against Memphis the last couple of years. We lost to him pretty badly last year, I believe.
I don't remember. I tried to block out much of what happened last year.
I do not blame you. Let's see. Memphis. Where's Memphis?
I don't know.
Because we play them every year. Did we not play Memphis last year?
Yeah, we did. I thought we played in the... Oh, crap, the minor league.
AutoZone Park.
Sure.
We lost 7-1.
Yeah, that was not fun.
And we lost...
Was that a Wednesday or a Tuesday?
Tuesday. We always play on Tuesdays against them. And we lost the year before that, 6-4, in 2014, which was sort of the start of that unraveling that year of just inconsistency. And ugh. And I don't know why I forgot about that game against Memphis last year, because I was there. It wasn't fun.
Well, you probably forgot about it for the same reason all of us did.
But, yeah, so we've lost to Memphis 2 straight years now, so maybe we could get Vance Tatum in on Tuesday, but you mentioned Zach Houston, or a guy like Vance Tatum could start on Sunday. But we didn't actually talk a whole lot about the team itself, just the opponent, but...
The team, from everywhere we've been reading, from everyone we've kind of talked to, it seems to be the pitching staff is going to be good.
Yeah.
Nobody knows what we're getting from the bats.
I'm not going to guarantee anything, but I'm just going to say we're going to be better offensively because it's kind of hard not to.
The pitching could be better too, because... It's not like last year was any sort of standard setter.
But, you know, there are publications, primarily D1 Baseball is the biggest one, with Kendall Rogers and Aaron Fitt, who just predicted Mississippi State to be hosting a regional. And Ethan, and if you want to, we can just go through the schedule and sort of predict a prototype record thing.
Sure. Make sure y'all tweet at Kendall Rogers and who was the other
Aaron
guy?
Aaron Fitt.
I am still half asleep. Aaron Fitt. Make sure you tweet at them to ask them if we are going to be in a regional. Just keep asking them if we're going to be hosting. Because it felt like was it 2014
it was
that
2014,
everybody kept tweeting?
And they were adamant, and it was obvious. It was beyond obvious that we were not going to host. And there were fans asking, hey, are we going to host?
Yeah, so just keep tweeting at them asking if we're going to host, and use hashtag very quality with it.
Yes, very much so. Very quality.
Let's go through the schedule.
So I'll say this about this weekend. Although they're cupcakes... Although they're not cupcakes, we should sweep.
3-1 at the worst.
So let's just say 4-0.
Yeah.
Memphis.
Should we be writing this down? I'll write it down.
Okay, so you're gonna write it down for both of us.
Sure.
Because that'd be kind.
So we're 4-0.
Yeah. Memphis win.
5-0.
I presume 4 straight wins against UMass Lowell and Nichols State.
Let me pull it. I'm still pulling up the schedule, actually. Internet's a little slow.
But that's who we play after Memphis, so that's going to be 9-0.
Yeah, 9-0. Going through the end of,
and then we'll beat Alcorn State after that.
Yeah, we should.
And then here we go. We travel to Los Angeles to play against. You don't realize ever since that national championship series, I have a legitimate deep hatred for UCLA. Every single one of their sports,
I've tweeted
I hate
about
them
it several times.
So much. I hope we win, but we're not.
Yeah. This is going to be this is the, 2016 Dodger Stadium Classic is what they're calling
it? Yes. The first two games are in just some stadium in Los Angeles, and then the last one is Dodger Stadium against Oklahoma. Matt's team. Yeah. Do you know if Matt pays attention to Oklahoma baseball?
I know he's covering softball for them for, a TV station there.
That didn't answer my question.
Okay. Let me put it this way. He's the biggest baseball fan I know, just bar none.
So he's going to care.
Yeah,
that's gonna be fun. Toy, that's
we get
gonna
him
be
on the show?
Yes.
Okay.
So make that plan for the Dodger Stadium.
I'm gonna text him now.
Ethan's
actually.
Friend Matt, who is a student at the University of Oklahoma.
He's a freshman, actually.
Oh, that's neat. Student. Yeah. That's the same thing.
Yep.
I don't know USC and Oklahoma. As far as I know, USC is normally a very good baseball program. They've won plenty of national
Oklahoma's
championships.
Oklahoma's had some good years, too, if I remember correctly.
I'm going to have to look up USC baseball. I'm just going to... Because I'm not sure how either USC or Oklahoma are. A year ago, USC... went 39-21 and made it to the NCAA regional with UC Santa Barbara, I believe, is who it hosted.
Are they the Banana Slugs?
Yes, that's correct.
Awesome.
And they lost to the eventual national champion Virginia in the regional championship. So they're obviously a good team. I don't know who they return or anything. Once again, they're historically relevant.
This is just preliminary.
Yeah, they're...
I mean, we predicted, 20-something wins for the basketball team. We don't know what we're doing. We're just going through the schedule.
And last year, and a year ago, Oklahoma baseball, they don't have the actual record just there for your...
It's frustrating.
But they didn't make it to the NCAA tournament.
What about 2014?
It's not going to show the record.
Well, did they make it to the tournament? Is what I
oh, I see what you
asked.
No.
You know who I'm thinking of? I'm thinking of Oklahoma State, actually. And I know if any OU or OSU fans are going to get onto us about mixing them up, get onto me about.
I just mixed up UCLA and USC, so.
Well, I mean, we should know better for as much as people mix up Mississippi State and some other school in the
state. Anyways, let's just predict. I'm going to predict 1-2, only win over Oklahoma.
That would be perfect for me, actually. So what, 11-2?
11-2, win over South Alabama, South Alabama's a good program, a pretty good program down there. I think South Alabama's in Mobile? Is that?
Yeah.
They're in Mobile? We're just going to say a win 12-2.
Yep.
Oregon's good. Oregon is good. I believe I saw somewhere that they're predicted number 7.
I love that they're on the schedule.
Oregon is a good team, and I believe that we're not going to take this series.
So 1-2 out of
it? Yeah.
I don't think we get swept.
No, I don't think so either. So that's 13-4.
So still pretty good on the year. Eastern Kentucky
and Oral Roberts. That means we're gonna have 15-4 for the non-conference, which.
So, really, we're beating teams that we are expected to beat, and not beating teams that are better than us at this point.
Yeah, and then we hit this at Vanderbilt for 3 consecutive. I'm just gonna say 1-2.
Yeah, this is another case of I don't think we get swept. I think all the games are close, but Vanderbilt's the better team.
So what does that put us?
16-6.
A win over Valley?
Yeah. 2 wins over Georgia?
Yeah.
So that's 19-7.
A win over Southern?
Yeah, and Pearl?
Yeah. And then Ole Miss comes to town, and that actually could be kind of interesting.
Yeah.
We haven't done well against Ole
they
Miss.
They lost freaking Sykes Orvis, and which is the biggest... But I am to see him and his mustache gone.
But we haven't had much success against Ole Miss as of late. We've lost 3 consecutive series against them. Maybe, I don't know how we did in 2012. But as far as...
Yeah.
We've lost at least three consecutive series. Just for the sake of being pessimistic, I'm going to say 1 out of 3.
Okay. I'm going to say we win the series, actually, just because I think we are better than them this year. Just as a yes, ha, screw you, Ole Miss kind of moment.
Yeah.
So this is where we differ. So you go to 21-8, and then I have us at 22-7.
2 games.
Wait, no, wait. Math. Math is not happening right. We were 20-7 after Southern, right? So we should be 21-9 after for you, and then 22-8 for me. Okay. Continue.
Fantastic. A doubleheader against UT Martin, and we're going to have to hurry up because my computer's about to die. I don't know how UT...
That's on a Tuesday.
Yeah,
that's
on weird. A Tuesday. Duty Noble will be going up on a Tuesday.
Yeah, oh, God. Sweep?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So then, whatever that puts us for...
23-9 for you. Continue, just keep me on.
At Florida.
Yeah, 1 of 2 at best.
Yeah, I'm going to say...
1 of 3 at best.
I'm going to say one win.
Okay, slow down. I'm trying to do math here, and it's not easy.
Okay.
Okay, so, and then... So we're saying one win out of the Florida series?
Yeah.
Okay. 24... Continue.
Texas A&M. A top 3 team in the country... One win.
Not Super Bulldog Weekend.
One win. We haven't fared well on Super Bulldog Weekend in the last couple of years, so one win.
Oh. I'm going to go with 2, just because I...
You hate A&M, yeah.
Okay,
you,
keep going.
UL Monroe and Biloxi, which is kind of weird. Win.
Yeah, I don't see why we lose there.
We're going to get swept by LSU and Baton Rouge.
Yeah, I would tend to agree with that. So 20, wait, slow down. Math is not working for my, I am half asleep.
And no one's listening at this
okay,
point.
Okay, we have 26 wins so far.
Okay, win against, I'll say a win against Ole Miss and Pearl.
Okay. I just gave up on math because my head hurts. I'm half asleep.
What did you have before Ole Miss?
I didn't get to the LSU series. We are 26-13 for you after UL Monroe.
And what for you?
I didn't had that yet.
We're terrible.
Dude, I'm half asleep. We're both bad at math, so.
But okay.
Okay, let's just predict the rest of the SEC series at this point.
Time out. I'm just gonna say we're both gonna go by what I have right now. So I have us 26-13 against LSU.
26-16 at that point then.
Yeah. So 26-16. 27-16 after the Ole Miss win. And then...
Dude, let's just predict the SEC series and call it done. Do we take 2 of 3 from Alabama?
Yeah.
Do we take 2 of 3 from Missouri?
Is that... Where is that? Starkville? I think we sweep Missouri.
Sweep Missouri. So that's... You know.
And then a win against Troy.
Do we
Auburn? I'll say two.
It's at Auburn to end the season with Arkansas.
I'll say two.
Yeah.
So, according to me, 37-19.
And then I probably would have two more wins on there somewhere.
That's probably not a two. That's probably a two seed regional team.
So remember to tweet at Kendall Rogers and Aaron Fitt. Ask them if we're hosting, and use hashtag very quality with it.
So Ethan and I believe that we will be around a two seed, a little under 40 wins, two seed regional team.
Hosting if, you know, other teams crap out in the last minute.
So we'll be pretty much on the bubble of two seed and hosting.
Yeah, cool.
Okay, questions?
Yeah.
So, and by the way, yes, we both predict a sweep this weekend. So questions, we need to hurry up and get through these. From Mr. Vanderlip, the large dog trademark, at KT Vanderlip on Twitter, number one. I tweaked my hamstring trying to jump back on the men's basketball bandwagon during the Vandy game. Any suggestions? I'm sorry to hear that.
Let the bandwagon go away.
Yeah.
Just hop off real quick because it's about to get rough.
I'm sorry for your waste of an injury. Number two, Ethan, I know you were in the press box during this past weekend's softball games.
I love this question.
And did a faux interview with the coach. Does that mean you are credentialed or just sneaky?
I got permission to be in there, but you don't really need credentials to be softball media. You just need to talk to them. They don't have a press pass like baseball does. So, if you want to talk about softball and tweet about it, just ask the softball people, and maybe they'll let you in too.
Number three, what team sports at state do you think has the best chance of winning a conference title in the near future? Basketball.
Women's basketball. Baseball and softball would be.
Yeah, I'd say number one, women's basketball. Number two, men's. I don't know what
And then tied for third, softball and baseball. Oh. Softball's just got so many top-tier teams that it's hard to break through.
Yeah.
Baseball, you've got teams like LSU and A&M who are very good as well. So it's just hard to say. And Vanderbilt. So
pretty much both of the basketball programs and then, like, softball.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's it.
Thanks for listening, everybody. Great ending. Clap, yeah. Go team. Woo!
What?
I don't know. I'm still half asleep.
On Tuesday, we will talk about the Mississippi State's game against Alabama. We need to predict that really quickly. Score prediction, Tuscaloosa?
79-71 loss.
I'll say 78-70 loss. So we're pretty much the same thing. Okay,
yeah.
So we'll talk about whatever happens in that game. We'll talk about the baseball series. Woo! Baseball. Yeah.
We'll talk
home
softball.
Runs.
We'll talk.
Knock it out of the park.
Women's
Knock
basketball.
Knock it out, John. Woo! Yeah, we'll talk.
So yeah, we've got a busy weekend ahead of us, and should be a fun one.
All right, so until then, thank you all for listening, and be sure to remember to be very quality. Woo!
Hashtag.
Be sure to very, very quality.
Yeah.